People's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. I got some breaking news over at CNN. I feel like Wolf Blitzer. Breaking news! CNN reporting a thrice bylined Ryan Nobles, Zachary Cohen, and Annie Gray are reporting. We control them all. Donald Trump Jr. texted Mark Meadows ideas for overturning the 2020 election before it was even called. So, in other words, there are some implicating text messages sent out by Don Jr., and I would like to share them with you, CNN exclusive. 2 days after the 2020 presidential election, as votes were still being tallied, Donald Trump's eldest son texted then White House chief of staff, you know, the chief's chief, Mark Meadows, that we have operational control, that's a quote, to ensure his father would get a second term. With Republican majorities in the U.S. Senate and swing state legislatures, CNN has learned. In the text, which has not been previously reported, Don Jr. lays out ideas for keeping his father in power by subverting the Electoral College process, according to the message reviewed by CNN. The text is among records obtained by the House Select Committee investigating the J6. It's very simple, Trump Jr. texted to Meadows on November 5th, adding later in the same missive, we have multiple paths. We control them all. In a statement to CNN, Trump Jr.'s lawyer, Alan C. Futterfoss, said, after the election, Don received numerous messages from supporters and others. Given the date, this message likely originated from someone else and was forwarded. Okay, I don't think, if I were Don Jr.'s lawyer, I'd be talking about forwarding other people's ideas for an election coup. That would imply some sort of conspiracy to me, but, you know, maybe I'm just reading too much into it. The November 5th text messages outline a strategy that is nearly identical to what allies, a former president, attempted to carry out in the months that followed. Trump Jr. makes specific reference to filing lawsuits and advocating recounts to prevent certain swing states from certifying their results, as well as having a handful of Republican state houses put forward slates of fake Trump electors. Sounds familiar? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? If all that failed, according to Trump Jr., text GOP lawmakers in Congress would simply vote to reinstall Trump as president on January 6th. Here's his quote via text message. We have operational control, total leverage, capital T total. He also texted, moral high ground. POTUS must start his second term now. The text from Trump Jr. is revealing on a number of levels. It shows how those closest to the former president were already exchanging ideas for how to overturn the election months before the January 6th. Right? This is months before. And before all the votes were even counted. It would be another 2 days before major news outlets declare Joe Biden the winner on November 7th. The text also adds to a growing body of evidence of how Trump's inner circle was actively engaged in discussing how to challenge the election results. On March 28th, Judge David Carter, we've talked a lot about him lately, a federal judge in California, said that Trump, along with conservative lawyer John Eastman, launched an unprecedented campaign to overturn a Democratic election, calling it a coup in search of a legal theory. George Terwilliger, an attorney for Meadows, declined comment for this story. But here's more. There are more texts. Let me read. While Trump Jr. was publicly pushing various voter fraud conspiracy theories and generally casting doubt about the results in states like Pennsylvania and Georgia, his text to Meadows reveals there were other ideas being discussed privately. Specifically, Trump Jr. previews a strategy to supplant authentic electors with fake Republican electors in a handful of states. That plan was eventually orchestrated and carried out by allies of the former president and overseen by his then attorney, Rudy Giuliani. When you say then attorney, is that because he was then Trump's attorney or he then had his law license because he's subsequently been disbarred?
I believe it's called a double entendre.
In his text to Meadows, Trump Jr., see what I did there? In his text to Meadows, Trump Jr. identifies two key dates in December that serve as deadlines for states to certify their electoral results and compel Congress to accept them. Though the dates are largely ceremonial, in his text, Trump Jr. appears to point to them as potential weaknesses to be exploited by casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election results. So now you got to find some fake Trump electors. Let me read on. Trump Jr.'s November 5th text to Meadows came as similar notions of faithless electors were starting to percolate publicly on conservative social media. Trump Jr. sent a text to Meadows at 12:51 p.m., just minutes after, wait for it, conservative radio host Mark Levin had tweeted a similar idea and suggested state legislatures have final say on electors. So are you freaking telling me, and you know, it's a few lines to be drawn here, but Trump Jr. was inspired by Mark Levin? The coup d'etat of the United States government was inspired by the whims of right-wing talk radio? And supported, of course. Now, if secretaries of state were unable to certify the results, Trump Jr. argues in his text to Meadows that they should press their advantage by having Republican-controlled state assemblies step in and put forward separate states slates of Trump electors, he wrote. Republicans control, listen for it, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, etc. We can get Trump electors, Don Jr. adds. Well, we don't call him Fredo for nothing. The easily influenced, you know, I'm loving it kind of a guy. You know, he's down for anything. Coke orgies, allegedly. You know, meeting with Russian honeypots at Trump Tower. Or inspiring and instituting a coup d'etat against the peaceful transfer of power of the United States. I never knew, you know, Fredo was such a deep thinker. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday grievance portion. Well, you could have yours, but I got mine. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about that, Ron.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
I can handle things. I'm smart.